From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Barbara Epstein died Friday of cancer. She was a co-editor and a co-founder of the New York Review of Books. Before that, she was an extremely influential editor, a star in New York literary and publishing circles. She was 77. The New York Review of Books began life in 1963 during a New York City newspaper strike, and after the daily papers with their book reviews returned, the new publication lived on and remains an extremely important, influential publication of articles about books, about politics, usually written from a liberal perspective, also about all of the arts. Barbara Epstein's co-editor at the New York Review is Robert Silvers, who joins us from New York. Welcome to the program, Mr. Silvers.
Hello.
How would you describe your colleague's work as an editor?
Well, Barbara was a particularly brilliant editor. She never believed that it was right to settle for the merely competent, the merely adequate. She thought that in every article we did, we should try and achieve something illuminating, something special, something, if possible, brilliant.
I was very interested by the fact in obituaries for Barbara Epstein.
Yes.
That she had been involved, she must have been extremely young when she did this, with the publication in the United States of the Diary of Anne Frank.
Yes, she was. When this was before, well before we started the New York Review, but she had, was an editor at Doubleday. And in Doubleday, various manuscripts came in, and she was, part of her work was to read these freshly sent manuscripts. And one of the manuscripts was The Diary of Anne Frank. And she picked it out, and she went to the publishers, and she made a case for it. And it was published, and as you know, it was a worldwide sensation.
Well, but she couldn't have been out of her 20s yet when this happened.
She was probably out of in her mid-20s when that happened. She was working at Doubleday, one of the first jobs after she left Radcliffe College, where she studied history. But she went on to become a rather close friend of Otto Frank, Anne Frank's father.
It seems surprising that somebody so much involved in publishing didn't publish something of her own.
Well, I think both Barbara and I had the idea that editing was itself a kind of job that deserved every attention. And I think both of us felt that one kind of editing, anyway, is best off not competing with writers, but trying to bring out the best in them.
It must be a quite a great loss to lose a colleague of 43 years, and you've done this.
It's a terrible loss and a terrible absence, because Barbara was someone who, over these 43 years, was someone to whom I turned naturally, instinctively, for collaboration, for advice, for her view, for her criticism. And this is a almost indescribable absence after such an intimate and such a strong collaboration over those years.
In her last year or two editing with you, the New York Review of Books,
yes.
did Barbara Epstein come by any new interest? Was she somebody who became curious about things she hadn't been curious about 10 years
ago? She constantly was, yes. She was always saying, I've just run into somebody who I think is really special. Mm-hmm. So he has someone who really knows about. For example, there was a woman writer who she was just about to commission something from, who was a brilliant writer about comedy, about what it takes in America to be funny. And she was excited about that. She wanted to pursue that. And at the same time, there was a writer that she knew who was particularly interested in what was going on in Africa and the Sudan, who had not written for us for quite a while. And he was, and she thought she could persuade him to do something new. He'd just come back. So she was constantly alive to possibilities and constantly pursuing them. And that was one of her most staunch and admirable qualities.
Well, Mr. Silvers, thank you very much for talking with us about your colleague and co-editor at the New York Review of Books all these years, the late Barbara Epstein.
Thank you for the chance.
Barbara Epstein was 77 when she died last Friday.